sunshine. Give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday in the big city.
Hey, congratulations to Nacio Perez, our winner for the tickets today.
Yep.
Nacio gets two tickets and a Usual Suspects t-shirt. We'll see you at the listener appreciation party. It's going to be a hoot. As the kids say today.
Do they?
A hoot.
A hoot? It's not going to be lit?
It's going to be, oh, they do say litty.
Straight fire?
I don't know about straight fire.
They lit do, is so 2017.
Is it? What do they say now? I don't even know. It's going to slap. I've heard that.
I haven't heard that.
When they like a good song, they go, yeah, that song slaps.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah. We used to say that bumps, but now they say, oh, yeah, that one's going to slap.
That bumps I get.
Do.
Yeah.
So that's slaps. So now instead of saying, oh, yeah, that's my jam, that bumps.
Slap sounds dirty.
Well, it slaps. I tried to get Nicholas this morning. I was pretty disappointed. I got up early. The wife had to leave early. And so I was up by 5 o'clock. In fact, I was probably up by 4:50. So I thought, okay, well, smart-ass Nicholas always busting my balls about not being up on time, about getting here early and all that. So I thought I'd shoot him and you, because I knew you'd be up.
And I wasn't.
Lazy ass. I was like, oh, well, I know Joel will be up, so I'm just going to do our group text and shoot a text to Nick and just see if I can mess with him, because I know he won't get it until noon when he wakes up. So I'm like, hey, Nick, I'm up. Are you up? This was at 5:06, because I had to get my coffee and everything. And then I was like, wake up, Nick. Lo and behold, at 5:09, I get a reply. I actually am up, LOL. I was like, what the hell are you doing up? Playing RBI baseball?
Yeah.
Did you even go to bed?
I did, but I just woke up really early because I went to bed way too early.
Oh, you did? So what time did you go
to
bed?
And I do that randomly anyway. I wake up like at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's what's weird is I slept all day yesterday. Like, I didn't get out of bed. I ate lunch in bed. I ate dinner in bed. I never left the bed except to pee and poo.
Kiss my ass.
I literally.
The fact that you can do that on a weekend.
Oh, it's
oh
the
my
best.
God.
I took 3 naps. I'm not kidding.
Three?
3 naps. Over an hour each.
Suck it.
I was just living it up,
that's
man.
Good for you.
I made the wife go get breakfast. I was like, I want donuts. She went and got me donuts. I was like, man. It was the best day ever. But I was like,
I hate you,
and then I went to bed at like 9:30. So I was up this morning, Jack. I was ready to go. I went running at before 6 a.m. I got my 3 miles in before 6 a.m. It was crazy. So I thought for sure I'm going to bust old Nicholas. Nope. His ass is out playing RBI baseball.
Yeah, you caught me in the middle of a hot streak. I was just lighting people up with Zach Greinke. Yeah.
Okay.
He's number 3 on the video game, by the way.
He's the third highest rated pitcher on the video game?
For the Astros, yeah.
Oh, really? What's his rating overall?
I did not see that, to be honest with you.
So he's behind JV and Cole?
Yep.
Okay, that makes sense. So you don't like MLB The Show?
I don't. They don't have it. It's an exclusive deal to PlayStation, so you can't get The Show on Xbox.
Oh, I was going to say, what are you playing on, a Sega?
No.
What are you on?
It's like, the Xbox One. They just don't have The Show, which is from my understanding and all the reviews, The Show is better than RBI 2019. MLB The Show 19 is better than RBI 2019.
I didn't picture you as a baseball guy like that. I mean,
video game wise, I can play for sure. I can play
based on your fantasy baseball. I was like, it's just not your thing.
But I did like just regular exhibition games against the Dodgers. First 7 games, 0-7.
Really?
Didn't win a single freaking game. I didn't start winning anything until I started playing online, which I thought was weird.
Now, do you drink before you play?
I do sometimes, but I wasn't.
Like, I don't know which ball to hit.
You didn't put Tyler White into pitch, did you?
He's not on the game anymore. They update the roster quickly.
But he'd be on the Dodgers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
No. So RBI baseball, huh?
Yeah.
I love MLB The Show.
Yeah, I almost want to buy a PlayStation because of it.
It's really good. I get it every year. I always wait till about middle of the season. Hopefully it goes on sale. You can catch a sale. So I haven't even bought 2019 yet.
You can tell MLB endorses the PlayStation one more because, like, the commentating on RBI is just
really.
It's like so 98-ish.
Is it like Dave Souther? He's like, the man hits the ball. He's out.
There's a foul. That's all it is.
Really?
All, yeah. Just like quick generic one-liner.
Who is the announcers on RBI?
It's like a random.
It's computer
video
generated.
Game, yeah.
Sounds like a speak and spell.
Yeah.
He is out.
I remember those things.
Like on MLB The Show, they'll have like Matt Vasgersian. It's almost like you're watching a real game.
Right, yeah. It's not like that. Like Madden. Like right, the commentating right. on Madden. Yeah. No, it's not like that.
That's great. Yeah, I need to look. In fact, pro tip, if you don't know this, but you can actually buy games on Amazon. And you know how you can go to like GameStop and exchange games, used video games? You can do that with Amazon, where you can mail them. You say, okay, these are the old games I have. And then you just tell them. And they take your word for it. And they give you the discount. Okay, they'll say, like, let's say you have God of War. And you're like, I'm going to send you God of War. And they'll be like, all right, we'll give you $10 for it. And then they send you something in the mail, like a box to put it in. Mm-hmm. They go ahead and give you the $10 off your purchase at the time. And it can be the downloaded version. That's fine. And then they send you the box, and you send them back the game, and you get the $10 credit ahead of time, though.
That's interesting. Cool.
It's crazy.
That's going to hurt GameStop
people
for sure.
Yeah. Trying to screw them over, right?
Well, if you don't, they charge your account the $10. So if you don't have it returned within a certain amount of time, they charge you for it.
Okay.
But
that's why they're so flexible about returns. They just facilitate everything as a middleman.
Oh, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you create players when you do that and play as yourself?
No, I started a season, but... not to knock on it, but RBA 2019 is so glitchy, dude. Like you'd be in the middle of a game and you'd be winning and it would freeze on you and you'd have to restart the game.
Yeah.
It happened multiple times online. Plus, to be honest with you, I'm kind of done with the online baseball playing online for baseball games.
Put Greg Holland on your team?
I hate online anything, really. No. He doesn't even remember who Greg Holland is, dude.
He's the relief pitcher he never picked up.
The relief pitcher I made you pick, the only good pickup he had in his one stint in fantasy baseball.
It wasn't Greg Holland, it was somebody
else.
Yes,
it was. Closer
of the Rockies. I don't play.
Greg Holland, closer of the Rockies. Yeah. Absolutely it was.
I remember it and I wasn't even in the league.
Yeah, that's right. I did pick him up on my killer fantasy baseball team.
Yeah. Barry tried to help you.
I tried. I bring that up because this weekend... Jets rookie Quinnen Williams was asked about Madden and, does he play and what about his rating? And he was excited to play, I guess you could say. And this is what he told reporters at Jets camp.
My rating, I got an 80 on Ultimate Team. So I'm going to go play with myself today. So see how I feel. That came out weird. I'm mad.
Yeah, words matter, Quinnen.
But at the same time,
words matter so much.
I don't know if it's because he's a rookie or if I should just give him credit for owning it. Because
there's
so many guys that would try and like blow by that and pretend like they didn't say it.
What are you guys laughing at?
Yeah.
Grow up.
Or, change the subject real quick. Yeah. But at least he owned it.
He was like, that came out weird. That was so good.
I'm
going
to go play with myself today.
That's a definite soundbite.
I figure that's what Nick does. He creates his own player.
See, he was the butt of the joke for this whole segment. You didn't have to turn around and point the finger on me.
So. I just didn't know.
You
could have
just continued to make fun of the Jets rookie.
When you create your own player, is there a place to add a horn?
Oh,
you just see.
All right, you and AJ. You and AJ. I already get enough of this from AJ. I don't need it from you. Like, I don't need it from you.
You know, you can add a beard, and then you can make, like, for me, I can make, like, a patchy beard and a big hook nose, and glasses. I do all that. Yeah, I can do glasses. I give myself a gut like I have. I do all that. I was just curious.
You give yourself a big gut.
I was just wondering, is that an option?
Go to break.
Okay. I'll interject here.
I love you.
We're in the final hour of the show. Plenty more to get to. Hopefully, as we continue to roll on. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Getting born in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We take you till 4. Blitz will be back intact. As AJ's back from vacation, Fred is here, Aaron's here, so the gang's all here as they take you till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5.
And again, we're still getting texts about some signal issues probably caused by the weather, the clouds, or whatnot. You can always download the app. Put that on your phone. You're good to go. As long as you have an internet connection, you can hear us.
Is it bright sunshine?
I don't know. It looks cloudy, but I'm normally, assuming that that's what it is.
I normally have the most problems when it's the sunniest and clearest out.
Oh, really?
I don't know about you, Nick. Coming from our neck of the woods, normally that's when we have the most issues out our way.
And a lot of people are asking, like, how do I get a Usual Suspects t-shirt? Clarence was asking how to make that happen. Honest to God, I really don't know. None of us really know how to make...
We haven't even physically seen one.
No. So, I don't think that they've actually been printed yet.
That's what I'm saying.
But just show up to the listener appreciation party, and I'm sure there will be some sort of way to acquire one. I don't know if you have to donate to a charity or what they're going to do about it, but... that will be my guess. I can ask Courtney when I see her again, but right now I just have no idea. I'm sorry. Text line, I just tuned in to you guys. Have y'all talked about Yordan Alvarez almost hitting a home run to center field one-handed? Also, props to Lauren Pope for that amazing benefit. Yeah, sure. Joel gave her the props that she so deserved earlier in the show, first segment. So, yeah, she did an amazing job. And then, what'd you say, $35,000 they raised?
$35,000, yeah.
Outstanding. Yeah, the Yordan thing was impressive and scary all at the same time.
Well, there, yeah.
I was like, hey, you know what? Take him out of this game right now. Give that dude some rest. He stayed in, and then he damn near hits it out with all upper body strength.
No doubt. And it's like the natural when you're talking about the things he does that amaze people. But literally on every replay, when you saw the dust pop up off of his pants because the ball was just lasered into his knee.
How far it went out into the field.
I was like, oh my God, he must be in pain. And so I literally thought they were going to take him out of the game. I thought whether it be precautionary or he was saying something, because it didn't look like he really put weight on it when he was trying to stand up. And every time he was wincing, I was like, oh, just to be safe, they got to take him out and put someone else up there.
I thought so too.
Then I also thought when he was going to stay in the game, he's going to be so bothered by the injury and everything like that, that he's not even going to focus. He'll end up flailing at something in the dirt. But yet, boom,
almost
was I wrong.
Out. Yeah. That just shows you how strong that dude is. I mean, there was all upper body, and it was impressive. Not that it's the same kind of swing or anything, but I remember the first year that Aaron Judge burst on the scene, and you just thought how strong that dude is. That's the same thing that you're starting to see with Yordan Alvarez. Like, he doesn't have to have the full swing. He doesn't have to make solid contact. He doesn't even have to use his lower body, because if he pulls that ball a little bit more, that's gone.
It is gone.
That's
You're absolutely right.
Really impressive, and you hope. I mean, I'm sure that we won't see him. He's probably going to get at least one day off, right? Like he's got today off, and then I'm guessing that he'll get tomorrow off as well. You would think.
Well, no, because you're playing a national.
It's here.
I know it's here. So you have the DH.
Yeah. Do you really want to run him out there? Because
it depends on how he feels.
You already have Presley with sore knee and an issue there, and he's already had a sore knee and missed some time because of it. I'm being extra careful with his
load. The way they give Uncle Mike time off and they rotate outfielders, you can get by without him.
Yeah, of course.
And you know, and you think about it from a Colorado perspective. Dahl is on the IL. You know, Arenado has been struggling, although he hit a home run yesterday.
Yeah.
So you know, when you think about who you're playing and what you're going up against, you do have options to where if you do want to sit him down, you can. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, you just don't want to mess with that guy. And I'm not worried about the stats either when they're like, well, he's got to get an RBI here, because if he doesn't, he's got to stay on pace for having more RBIs than games played. You think at the end of the day that Luno and those guys care
Nobody
a single bit about that?
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Just the fans. They care about that.
By the way, you think we'll hear the Astros complain about a 110 start on August 7th and then not playing again until August 9th?
No.
Hmm. Interesting. I'm going to keep bringing
it
up.
You're just going to bring it up.
I'm going to keep picking at that scab because they made a big deal. Yeah. They made a big deal out of it.
Well, and, Springer and made a huge deal when he wore that T-shirt the next day and everything.
This is the second or third time now that they've had a day game followed by an off day followed by a night game. That's a long time off in baseball. That's damn near two full days.
The moral of the story is it evens it out.
Exactly.
So that's, yeah.
Exactly.
And did you see this whole thing between the two Florida baseball teams? Twitter exchange?
That was outstanding.
And here's the thing. Shout out to my man, Chad Shanks. If this was the Rockets, someone would have lost their job. But the fact that, I don't know if you saw this or not, and what happened was.
I did. I retweeted it. And I judged the fight. I gave it to Miami 3-2.
Did you?
Yeah, they absolutely took that.
So Miami had tweeted, here's the man your third base coach warned you about because Anderson, their right fielder, throws a guy out. Then Tampa Bay Rays, their account responds, just show the final out. Marlins says, can't hear you, must be the Maple Leafs crunching, referring to the hockey.
And them, no, referring to them splitting time.
Oh, got it. Okay, I looked at it a different way. I thought
it was referring to them splitting time in Canada.
So Tampa Bay tweets, here's the broom we just used on you so you can clean them up. And Miami says, you're literally the animal that killed Steve Irwin. Log off. That would be crossing the line and going too far.
Yeah. That was, I don't know if it was going too far, but it was pretty damn funny.
It was solid.
That was a death blow right there. Yeah. They definitely ended the fight on an up note.
So the Marlins issued a statement that said this was a regrettable exchange by our otherwise creative social media team. Unfortunately, in this medium, sometimes we swing and miss, and this was definitely a miss. And the spokesman for the Marlins said the matter has been addressed internally.
Oh, so he got fired.
I don't know. I hope not, because we know Chad Shanks did with the Rockets for doing the whole horse head with the gun when the Rockets were beating the Mavs.
That's just not a fireable offense, I don't think. Especially as much as they tweet, you know that something's going to get out that's not 100% kosher.
Right.
Let it go. I mean, it was just a back and forth.
You think the Wendy's person gets reprimanded very often?
No.
And that's the thing. And they just and people follow that account like crazy.
They roast. The Wendy's account roasts everybody. Yep. We read them on air. Yep. No. The Wendy's account. But also, the Wendy's account has done a great job of not crossing the line. They may attack somebody and tease them, but they haven't really gone over the line yet. And that Steve Irwin obviously was a joke, but you could see where some mamby-pamby person might have got their feelings hurt. I just didn't think it was that bad. I thought it was funny.
So then where were you on the Rockets one?
Same.
See, me too.
It's an emoji. I mean, it's an emoji, and it's a horse, and it's not even a real horse. It's a pretend horse.
But being there internally too, the fact of the matter was you had an owner, animal rights. There was some issues offending your own people internally as well as worried about if Mark Cuban was upset. I just don't think Mark Cuban, he was more upset his team got their ass kicked.
The one thing you can't let happen is your personal stuff dictate what your, what?
Why would you start now?
Well.
They've always been a little bit, and you realize when we go back in time, we know about the cheerleaders used to have animals have rights T-shirts. They had to do at least one routine with all animals have rights T-shirts. The middle of the media guide had a slaughtered cow. The picture of a slaughtered cow for a PETA ad.
This is why I love David Gow so much, because I know Mr. Gow has his own views and his own feelings about things. And you know, he's probably a lot more conservative than the shows on this station are. But he doesn't force that on us. He lets us be who we are and what we are, because it's the best possible way for us to make radio. And I feel like if you start to impose your personal views when it comes to business, it can become an issue. And, I mean, obviously that wasn't a huge deal for the Rockets, but it cost somebody their job based on a personal belief. Because I don't think that the tweet itself was all that awful. I think the point that you're making is you had someone within the organization, we'll leave it at that, who was an animal rights activist that was highly upset about it. Yeah. So she or he.
Well, at that time, she's gone. Now it's he still there.
Yeah.
and them being sensitive about it, because he also was a big animal rights person.
It's ridiculous.
But at the same time, it's like a scoreboard, right? If you're going to say that's a strike against you, look at all the strikes for you when Chad, for all those years, was putting out all the things that people were laughing about and staying tuned into, whether you won or lost, they were following you because it wasn't just stats and things. He found a way to make it creative and funny. And then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, by the way, here comes this Mack truck going 150 miles an hour and you're gone.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him. And obviously he's my friend, but you know, you look at these two situations, and if the guy didn't get fired in Miami, I think they handled it the right way. You can reprimand a guy, but just don't take his livelihood from him.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And again, it was in the middle of a back and forth where they were trying to have some fun.
Yep. So.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. Lots more to get to before we turn it over to the Blitz at 4 o'clock. And if you want to join the show, there's always opportunities. 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Lots of things to get to in that final half hour. But you know what? We always look forward to hearing from the suspects. So if you want to chime in, play doorbell for a change and ring the bell.
Real quick, before we go to break, Ian Rappaport reporting that Jadeveon Clowney tentatively planning to report to the Texans after the third preseason game. So he's going to end his holdout.
And you kind of figured for the money.
Better late than never. Yeah, I don't ever think he wasn't going to play, but I think he's proven his point, and better late than never. And there you go.
Did anybody, by the way, speaking of football, it was Hall of Fame weekend. Did anybody see any of the speeches?
No. No, thank you.
I'm sorry. I made the mistake of using the remote control and flipping over to ESPN to see if SportsCenter was on. Yeah, that was awful.
That is your bad.
All right, 30 minutes to go on the show. Back with a whole lot more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, right here in the big city on a Monday. Hopefully you're having a fun day as you get the week started the right way by listening to us as we take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7.
Hey, can I give a shout out to my new, what is it, nephew?
Oh, he's listening.
Well, my niece just had a baby, Joshua Ryan. He was born at 206 today.
That's awesome.
7 pounds, 10 ounces. Mom and baby are doing good. So my niece Taylor, so that makes me a great uncle. She's my niece.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
that's right.
I'm her uncle. So if she has a kid, I'm the kid's great uncle.
Yeah, probably.
So he's my great nephew. I'll be the judge of that eventually. He may turn out to be awful.
Is he your cousin or your great nephew?
No, he's not my cousin, because that's from my mom's sister's kids.
Okay.
So she's my niece. So if she has a son, it would be my great nephew. I feel like I'm so confused
if
right now.
You feel it, go with it.
I think you're right. I think it's your great
great nephew.
You're the great uncle.
And they took a picture of him and sent it out to the family. And I'm like, cover his junk at least.
Full body picture.
Yeah. They did.
Balls all over the place. I'm like, man, put something on that poor kid.
Really isn't taking pictures when they're first born, them. Just like documentation more than anything, because they're pretty
ugly.
That's
what we did, and Lisa had a C-section. But when they did that,
ugly.
And Lisa wanted to make sure I captured the moment, but she also wanted to make sure that picture never got out.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And I totally get it.
But like, no, he's not like, they've cleaned him up, you know, he's not like filthy, so I don't know how he was born, but full head of hair. And he's a boy.
Right?
Yeah, and he's a boy because they made sure and showed you that he's a boy. So that's pretty cool, though. I'm excited about
that's
that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Spoil the heck out of him.
Oh, I plan to. Hey, guys, I was just wondering, what would happen if Nick finally was able to get Barry fired, but then didn't get his job? LOL. I love the show. You guys are hilarious.
That would suck.
I would laugh so hard in the unemployment line. I would be in the unemployment line laughing so hard. You got me fired, and then nothing.
The old unemployment line.
Yeah. Can somebody upload the podcast, please? Nicholas is
It is
that.
Up, sir. The first 2 hours is.
Thank you for taking care of that, Nick. Joel Berry, do you guys think that the social media people for those team accounts put that together and plan it ahead to have those Twitter battles to raise their profiles? No.
You know why?
I think it just happens.
Right. And you know how you know?
How?
Because the team had to respond to it.
Yes. And it would have been more calculated and not as mean.
Over the top.
That's right. A good point.
Yep, yep.
Very good point.
Yep. No doubt about that. So with all that being said, and the fact that we've covered a lot so far early on, I was looking at some other things on the and I just lost my, did you see this, by the way? The thing that really kind of screwed with baseball. The Philly Fanatic could be a free agent.
So how is that
so
possible?
So when the Phillies, you know, in a lot of different ways, when teams go to get mascots, they look for an agency to help them out.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the Phillies were looking for their mascot, they did that exact thing. And they made an agreement with the agency that, in the words in the contract, it said forever.
Okay.
That they would have control of the Fanatic. Well, the agency is taking them to court to try and challenge the wording to say that they actually own the rights to the Fanatic, not the Phillies, making him a free agent. And the Phillies are fighting it and trying to...
The fighting Phillies.
Right. And trying to countersue or defend themselves to make sure it doesn't get to the point where it could even be an issue. First of all, if you're the rest of the teams in baseball, you just say, well, I don't know where you're going to go to try and make your money, but the big thing about the Fanatic being popular is he's in Philly. And it's for the Phillies, and I don't think that the Rays are going to go and sign the Philly Fanatic.
No, but who is the Phillies' biggest rival?
The Mets?
No. The Pirates.
Still, so
you could have the Pittsburgh Fanatic.
But the Pirates have that parrot already.
Yeah, which is stupid. What would you rather have?
But it fits.
I mean, the Philly Fanatic is one of the best.
The parrot fits with a pirate.
Yeah, but still, you could stick it to your rival. You get a better upgrade for a mascot.
Yeah, but you're going to get hammered for that. You're going to look so petty.
So what? If the Texans could get that stupid cowboy-looking guy from the Cowboys, that'd be great.
It's true. They'd get it turned up if they got him.
Well, there's that.
I can tell you that.
What is the Titans mascot?
As in the football Titans?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, as in... What the hell? Yeah,
I don't know what team you're talking about. Cal State.
What
Fullerton?
Are the Titans there that I would be talking about?
Cal State
the
NFL. Aren't they the Titans?
I have no idea. You brought it up. Are they?
No, you brought up the Titans. You asked what the Titans were. I'm talking about the Fanatic.
Do the Titans have like a? Is it some gladiator or something? We would.
I would assume so, but I don't know. You know, a lot of times, because you think about it, when the Pelicans went to the Cake Baby as their mascot. Everybody was so
That's
bothered.
So
and
creepy.
Craig was like literally, Craig Ackerman was freaked out
was
by the
creepy.
Cake baby.
It was creepy.
And it got so that they changed that. So you figure if it's not the cuddly little kind of mascot that the kids can be drawn to, that I don't think that they'd have this big, I'm sure it's like a cartoon Titan maybe. I don't know.
I don't know, but if I was the Pirates, the Pittsburgh Fanatic would work.
I just don't.
Yeah, it would absolutely work well enough. And it's an in-state rival, and it's a baseball rival. And,
now, I will say this.
It'd piss them off so bad. I would do it in a heartbeat.
It's much different then, but I do remember back in the day when the San Diego Chicken was like a nationwide, just a phenomenon.
Is he still the San Diego Chicken,
I don't think
or
it's,
have they moved
the guy,
on?
I believe the guy's name was Ted Gianulius, and I don't think he's still in the costume, but I know that the San Diego Chicken still exists, but there was a separation. He used to be the Padres mascot, and he went national. And he used to go to all the different sporting events, to all the different games, entertained arenas and stadiums and all that other stuff for a long time. And he made a boatload of money doing it. But I think that's completely different. The Fanatic doesn't go about it quite the same way to do the things the Chicken did.
How much do you think that the – how much did the Chicken guy make?
Dude, I already know. I already know what these mascots – they steal money.
Really?
Oh, my God. I would say, like, if you looked at the career earnings of the San Diego Chicken, it's in the millions.
Well, I'm doing Ted. What was his name?
I think it's Gianulius.
You're exactly right. Oh my God!
I told you.
What do you think his net worth is?
I would say $15 million.
Nicholas, what do you think the San Diego Chicken guy?
What Can I is ask his, how long? How long he's been that chicken?
A long time.
I'm gonna say 23.
You guys kind of split it. $17 million is his net worth. for running around as a chicken, just doing stupid stuff.
He was funny, man.
He was funny.
And he was popping. Remember they had the baseball bunch and everything that used to have him every week, and this week in baseball, they had him on that, and he was all over the place. I had a chicken poster when I was a kid, San Diego chicken poster.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what?
Because he came to like a Bucks game, and you know, and my dad took me down, and I got a picture with him, so they had the posters right there, and he's like, let's get you a poster for the room, kid. And I was a little kid, so I was like, fine.
Did you know that the San Diego chicken had aliases? Mm-mm. And not only is it the San Diego chicken, it's a.k.a. the famous chicken,
okay.
a.k.a. the KGB chicken, a.k.a. Well, you know why? The chicken.
I think KGB was the station, the radio station that sponsored the chicken in San Diego.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
No, that's not Russian. They didn't, after they were done with the election, before they did the elections, they didn't do the chicken.
I wonder if, is Orbit listed? What's Orbit's net worth?
Not even close.
No.
But you can look up.
Not as popular.
Tell you what, that bear.
$17 million.
Yeah. And you know, back then it was the San Diego chicken. It was the gorilla in Phoenix because he was the dunker. Because he would, before they had all the dunk teams and every team had their own dunk team, the gorilla was the one that would go doing all the acrobatics off the trampoline and dunk. So he would actually go, he was the Suns mascot, but he would make a tour too of all the NBA cities and make a lot of side cash.
Yeah.
Doing appearances, but I didn't think mascots were as big anymore. But now you got this whole deal with this with the Fanatic, and it's going to court.
Wow, it's pretty crazy.
It really is, all because of the term "forever" was used. I mean, I think at the end of the day, that means that there's no, it's not open ended. That it's a closed deal.
Right,
wherever he is, he's going to be.
It.
And if you want to create a new mascot, go right ahead. But as long as there's a Philadelphia Phillies, there's a Fanatic, and he's with the Phillies.
Or if they move, he transfers with the team.
Right. I don't think it's that hard.
A couple of people are saying that the Braves and the Mets are the Phillies' biggest rival.
I said the Mets.
Yeah, I know the Mets are, but I think over the long term, the Pirates, just because when you go back.
In-state?
Yeah, in-state and just, I don't know. I could be wrong.
Okay.
Either way, whatever their rival is, I absolutely buy that. Because the Mets have that stupid Metropolitan guy with the baseball face.
Mr. Met.
He ain't good. And the Braves,
oh, people
what do
love
the Braves
Mr.
have?
Met. Now they have Mr. Met and Mrs. Met.
Whatever the Braves are, it's probably racist. So just get the Philly Fanatic on any of those teams.
What, now, is the Indians Chief Wahoo that they made?
That is,
that,
yes.
That they were, got, received yes. so much pressure they quit using him.
Yes. And that, I think that's going away after this year.
The whole logo, and everything is gone. Yeah, because they took it off
so.
The hats,
is it this
I believe.
Year or it, after this
year? Year, after a certain date, I think they stopped using it on hats and parts of the uniform.
Right.
And I think you might be right. I think next year it won't be in any merchandise at all, because you could still get T-shirts and stuff with that logo.
Yes, for now.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. But Chief Wahoo. Is the Indians.
And I don't know what the Braves are. So, but I would imagine now it's a stuffed animal because they need to be PC. I don't think it's going to be Big Chief or anything.
Could
like
be.
That. All right. All right. So we got one segment to go on the show. We'll put a bow on it and wrap it up.
I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
Somebody texted us and now. Can you hypnotize the San Diego chicken? That's
that's fantastic. That's
well
why we
done,
love most
Texter.
Of our listeners. Yes.
Well done.
Outstanding. All right, we got one segment to go on the show. We'll put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz, and then you guys will be entertained from 4 to 7 with Fred, AJ, and Aaron. That's all coming up next right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. If you want to go to the ESPN 975 Twitter account and or ESPN975.com, they had the video of when the bike broke, when JJ was on it. I mean, conceivably, you could have tweaked a groin. You could see it kind of violently.
Is it bad?
Kind of violently shift. I don't know.
Joel doesn't want JJ Watt to be injured, but if he is, he wants it to be from that pole.
Oh, my God. When you watch the video... I mean, literally, it's sudden, and he could have done something. Just the whole thing just kind of gives way and collapses forward.
Oh, my gosh. And then he just has to pick it up and walk with it.
Yeah.
He's like, sorry, kid.
Your bikes, he just went
on. Is that on sportsmap.com?
It's on ESPN975's Twitter account, and it's on the website, too, I believe.
The kid's like, bro, what'd you just do to my bike?
Well, the kid's so enamored with carrying his helmet, he barely looks up. He doesn't realize that JJ just crushed the seat post.
Fortunately for him, it went backwards. So, no...
No pinball or...
Well, yeah.
No pepper.
No rear-end damage.
Well, there you go.
How about that? He's... Just to the bike seat. So.
And I get hammered for stuff I say.
Okay. What? I'm trying to put it the nice way. I was trying to not be Granado and say that the bike pole went up his butt. I was trying not to say that. That's all. I was trying to think of a clean one. That kid is looking at him like, hey, jerk, you just broke my bike.
I thought the kid, he looked like he didn't even care. He looked like he was so enamored carrying the helmet.
He's looking at him fixing the bike seat like, dude, what the hell did you just do to my bike?
The crazy thing, and
at least they got a new bike out of it.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. It's like, is JJ's people there, or is someone from the Texans trying to make that happen quickly for them?
Oh, I'm
and
sure.
Go to the hardware. I mean, go to like the store down the street.
Here's $1,000, kid. Go crazy. That's nothing to him.
Well, but I'm just someone's there to pick up the pieces and make sure it's not a bad public look right. for JJ,
right?
Because you know how the people got on him after he raised out that money about where it all went.
Man, I saw one the other day where a guy got on him like, "Hey, JJ, what? Would you do that $41 million, bud? That's plenty of money to rebuild Houston." And JJ, very cool. He was like, "Hey, all that's at the on. If you go to this website, we have a breakdown of everything. And just so you know, there was several $1 billion in damage to the city. So $41 million certainly wouldn't be enough money to cover it. But thank you for reaching out. I would. There's no way you and I handle it that way.
No.
Kiss my ass.
That's right.
That would be the first response that we would have on Twitter. So, props to him for having the patience.
Whether we used your suck it or bitch or something else, we would be blasting away.
Like, just chill. Why are people still bringing that up? Just chill.
Don't be so thankful weird. That the dude raised all that money and put it all back in the community regardless. Because, you know, if it was public money coming, funding coming from the city would take it a hell of a lot longer than that to get it allocated and used. Look at all the FEMA trailers that were supposed to be used to help people that were displaced out of their houses just sat in a parking lot till they sold them.
Yeah.
Did you see, by the way, in Texas, I retweeted it, but at the Rangers game, typical Rangers fans.
Typical Rangers.
Foul ball goes into the stands. Dude, you know, they do the batting helmet nachos.
Oh, I saw that.
So the dude goes with the batting helmet to catch the ball, and he catches it. But in the process, the helmet shatters, the nachos, the cheese, and the chips and all over go all over the guy in front of him. And he is clearly irritated. And he's looking around like, are you going to say anything? Are you going to do anything? And all the dude is doing is parading around the helmet going, yep, that's right. I got it right here. And the dude behind is like shaking chips out of the neckline of his shirt. He's got cheese all over his shoulders. And the guy never even looks down.
Would you turn around to try and fight the guy?
I wouldn't fight him, but I'd be like, bro, congratulations on the ball. You can do something about this? Because, like, I'm wearing cheese.
You're probably going to want to sell it because you're going to owe me for this dry cleaning bill to get all the cheese out of my favorite shirt.
You got the foul ball, but you're picking up a new shirt for me and or whatever.
Something.
But at least acknowledge the guy, too. I mean, it's the whole section's looking like, ooh, tough to be the guy in front of him. The TV's putting it out there, and this guy's just like, yeah, got it right here.
I'm not wasting my nachos to catch a stupid baseball. Are you?
We've seen fathers that have held a kid in one arm.
Well, they didn't waste the kid.
That's what I'm saying. And barehanded a ball or caught it in a beer.
I'm not wasting my beer or my nachos. I might waste the kid. Just put him down. Not waste the kid, but drop him. You pick him back
like
up.
Murder
kids
him,
are
like,
tough.
Like kill him.
No, not
that's
murder.
That's exactly what you're saying right now.
That's just mean-spirited.
No, I'm saying just drop
just
the kid.
Completely inhumane.
And then you pick him back up.
That's
and
terrible.
It's just a bang-bang play, like a double play.
Bang,
heal bang.
Faster.
Yeah, they're tough.
Here's the thing. If you really, truly, and I don't know how you're looking at the foul ball, but regardless, it's a souvenir. A lot of people would put it on a mantle. If it went into the beer, it's going to stink like holy hell for the rest of its existence.
Right.
No matter what you put it in or do. You can't wash a baseball. Same thing if you drench it in nachos and jalapenos and salsa or whatever else you got on it. What are you going to go, yep, putting that one right there in that case, putting that on my desk, because that's going to be rancid in a week or two.
Yeah, that's not good.
Just, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, if your end result is to get a souvenir you want to keep, then don't use something edible or drinkable that's going to completely ruin the value and the
significance
of the ball.
Just be a man. Catch it with your bare hand.
Definitely, if you're the Lord Barry Laminack, you do not wear a mitt.
No.
And you do not bring a jersey that you're wearing.
I tell you what,
adult.
I thought a foul ball was going to get up into the media section twice.
Would you have made the play?
I would have tried.
You notice how all the media members, when that happens, they just all put their hands up like that?
Yeah. They don't. Nobody freaks out. Nobody panics. Nobody grabs a bowl of nachos to catch it.
I told Blummer he's mean because he tortures Kevin Eschenfelter because Kevin wants to duck at first and then tries to make the play. And if he tries and doesn't make the play, Blummer just kills
Annihilates him.
Yeah, all over him.
Well, he's not going to be in the booth for like 13 or 14 days because he's got the series off. So
who?
Blummer does?
Yeah.
That's his second one off. So is it Berkman back again?
It's home series and then they go on the road. So he's not going to be in that.
No, it's just the one series.
I overheard him say that.
That sucks.
In the elevator.
Oh, really?
For the whole trip, too? Because normally it's just one series at a time they take off.
Well, is he a part of the road when he does the road?
He does road.
But he's not in that particular booth when he does the road, is what he was saying. The booth in Minute Maid. So because there's the home series,
yeah.
he's going to miss all that because he's taking a series off.
Okay.
And then the road series is not in that booth as well.
But he goes on the road with the team.
Right. I was just saying in that particular booth in Minute Maid, yeah.
Hmm.
Because I think they've all exhausted the game, the series. I still think it's weird too. In season to
make
them, they're forced to have to take series off.
Yeah, that does. Seem
I don't agree
weird.
With that.
That does seem kind of weird.
Although I'm going to say this again, and even when they brought the alums back for this weekend, when you get a lot of these ex players that can give the insight and the stories, it enhances the broadcast so much. I love when Berkman's on and Baggy, and even when Bish has been on, it's been good. But to get Nolan Ryan talking pitching, especially when Verlander just gave him credit for telling him some things about his changeup, which made a difference. And you think about how knowledgeable these guys can still be. And can I ask you this real quick before we wrap this thing up?
Okay.
Of the 16 inaugural inductees into the Astros Hall of Fame, Joe Morgan, an Astro?
Mm-hmm.
Should he have gone in? He's known as a Red and then a Philly.
Yeah, but he was when he was here, it was pretty important to the franchise.
Okay. I just thought if he was going to go in any team's Hall of Fame, it would either be it would start with the Reds and then maybe the Phillies because they won a World
Series.
Well,
it doesn't preclude him from.
I get that. I mean, Clyde's number is retired in both Portland and in Houston.
Yeah.
But
the same thing. Clyde could be here and there, right?
Clyde doesn't deserve to be in the Rockets. I don't think.
Why?
Because he wasn't here long enough.
Won a championship.
I guess. Played three years here?
I mean, Morgan played from 63 to 71.
In Houston?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he played that long here.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he was the big red machine, and then Ian Rose went to the Phillies and won one there.
His MVP stuff all occurred, and his all-star run pretty much occurred in Cincy, but
right. He
was an all-star twice when he was in Houston. So, I mean, it was important to them.
Okay. That was the one question mark I had for you guys.
Then he came back in 80. I didn't even realize that. I'm looking at his game. Yeah, he came back in 1980.
But that's always been your deal. Like, if they haven't played long enough, but you didn't realize you played, what, nine seasons?
Yeah, nine
with the Astros,
seasons.
That's
I'll
different.
Give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Eight.
But I think in the situation of Clyde, I get it. He won.
I didn't even know he played
here.
Three. I thought he played only two.
No, he played because remember he basically wanted to quit after having to play with Charles, and he felt like Charles was way past his prime and screwed everything up, and he got mad and said he couldn't play that way anymore, and he just quit. He was done. He retired.
Mm.
And he said Scotty was right because Scotty blamed it all on Charles when Scotty was the one that screwed up the Lakers series.
Oh, really?
Yeah. After Pippen, remember, he dribbled it off his foot and he lost the game. But then he pointed the finger at Charles, and Charles just took the high road, which I was amazed by. But then for Clyde to pile on afterwards and go, Scotty was right, I was like, come on, bro.
Cool.
That's a bad look.
That's not nice.
So, all right, that's a Monday for the usual suspects. We got four more to go in the week, and so do you. So hopefully you'll continue to tune us in from 1 to 4 p.m. every single weekday. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. You guys have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Blitz is next right here on ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.